Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, we have been having many conversations about the tourism industry in South Africa. It is a major concern in terms of the amount of jobs that have been lost, the revenue, and the impact that this has had on the whole economy. Joining us this morning is Chifiwe Chifenyenga, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So it's interesting because, of course, December is a critical time, both for local travel. Many of us, many South Africans want to travel locally. We're not that interested, especially at the moment, in going overseas. We'd love to support the local industry. But last year, of course, was, I would say, suspect at best. I think the decisions were irrational and bizarre. But that aside, hopefully this year it will be a little bit better. How's it looking from your perspective?
Well, look, we're just coming out from, you know, the lockdown that we had, in terms of Gauteng being, you know, closed, or Gauteng residents being prevented from traveling in and out of the province. Mm-hmm. That had a huge, huge impact on the industry in a negative way. And we've seen, you know, many companies, you know, closing off. Now we're at a point now where we have opened up. We are seeing some improvement in terms of you know, people traveling locally. We do see that, you know, the upcoming long weekend, many places are already fully booked, which is a good thing. So our recovery now, you know, we're looking into you know, the October, November, December. Wanna see how, you know, locals are going to be traveling. We do hope that there is a marked improvement. We do hope that many people do travel across various places in the country and support our industry, and also, you know, just take some time off to rest and relax, and you know, to enjoy what the country has to offer. So last year it was a bit of a disaster because we did open, and then towards the end of December, we were closing up, and that had a very, very negative impact. But for now, what's different is that there are many people that are vaccinated. We do hope that many more people get vaccinated. We know that with many people being vaccinated, we will have less number of people being admitted in hospital. And with less people being admitted in hospital, it means that the restrictions are not going to be tightened up. So it's quite important that we vaccinate. It's an economic matter, and for us, it's a tourism issue. And if we are unable to go back to work, more people lose their jobs.
Absolutely.
But we do hope that, you know, coming into this coming festive season, we all heed the call from the president to vaccinate, and we all, you know, really support each other in terms of the economic recovery. I think that is the right thing to do. It's a patriotic thing to do if you look at it from that point of view. I know that many people are against it, but with no other option on the table, how do we go back?
Yeah, look, I have very little patience for anyone who's against it. The numbers talk for themselves. It's very, very clear. The vaccinations are safe, and you are protected from severe illness and death largely if you get vaccinated. Plus, as you said, we have a responsibility to those around us as well as in our close environments, plus the whole country, to actually get on with it and make sure that we can. The concern that I have is because of the incidents, the events that unfolded last year, are people a little bit more hesitant to make a booking and commit to things? You know, we're hearing talk of a fourth wave, perhaps in October, in November, December. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. Is that causing a delay in people saying, right, I'm booking for my December holiday, and hopefully it'll work out well?
One of the things that that's quite critical is that, you know, the paradigm is shifting a little bit. And that's what I was talking about, people that are, you know, getting more and more vaccinated. And yes, we do know that the predictions are saying that the fourth wave will be coming around November, December. Does, you know, give people or the potential travelers some jittery feeling in terms of whether they should be continuing with their plans. Mm. But what I can say is that the dynamics have shifted. The thinking from government has shifted. We cannot go back to what we did last year. There was no scientific proof that, you know, when people go to the beach,
or go to the parks
or many other areas, it does increase infection. So there is a change. And from our side, as the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, we will lobby, you know, for the industry to remain open. We have done so for the whole year. And we will lobby to make sure that, you know, people are able to travel freely and they're able to be confident that their vacations are not going to be ruined. And that's our work, and we're going to continue to do that.
Absolutely right, and so it should be. I'd be interested to hear from our listeners. Normally by the end of August, South Africans, we get very jittery about December. In fact, we don't take on any new work from October because we get December anxiety. Nobody wants to worry about anything over December. So normally by now we've started booking. Have you started to book for your December holiday? We have. I can tell you that we've decided that this is something that we all need. We need to get out. We need to, and we're driving down. We love to do, because we like to stay in different places. In the Karoo, for example, I think it's just we just have the most beautiful, beautiful country, and I think we should be committing to it. But my question is: are you booking later this year than you have done in previous years? 34519 or 0618951019. Is government helping the tourism industry to get back? Have they extended any measures that are meaningful or helpful?
Well, there has been measures that government has put out in terms of financial relief. This was the beginning of the pandemic, and there has been things like your government guarantee loan scheme. There has been measures that were put in place by the Department of Tourism on relief for small businesses as well as tour guides. Now, is that enough? No, it's not enough. We need more. If you look at the supply side of tourism, these are the businesses that supply the tourism products and experiences. They are suffering, and we need to protect that, because we cannot go out there in the world and say, come to South Africa, when the supply side is suffering and cannot fulfill the experiences that we're promising out there in the world and also here at home. So it's important that I've been saying all along that we need some sort of a grant scheme that will help those, you know, to those businesses, you know, to really come back into the front and provide those experiences. Mm-hmm. Giving businesses loans on top of loans, it's not always sustainable. A lot of these businesses, you know, needs to see the light at the end of the tunnel to pick up that loan and to be able to be confident that they can pay those loans back. So that's quite important. So there has been something, it's not sufficient. We do hope that as time goes, there is more support. What we really want is to go back to work, for international markets to resume traveling into South Africa, for domestic to ramp up, government travel to resume, corporate travel to resume. That will give us hope, and we'll go back to some level of acceptable or some level of break even, so to speak, whereby we can say at least we're on a break even point. And therefore, we just need to top up so that we can make a bit of profit. There has been help, but the biggest help is to go back to work.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it. Tsifiwe Tsivengwa, thank you for chatting to us. Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.